The 3:30 p.m. CBS game, Ole Miss at number 2 Alabama. Not long ago, the Rebels were a thorn in Nick Saban's side. They defeated Alabama in 2014 and 2015, the last team to beat the Tide in consecutive seasons. Now, much has changed in Oxford since then. Hugh Freeze is now at Liberty and not at Ole Miss. And the last two games, Bama has won 128-10. What are we looking at, Mike? Bama by 50 tomorrow?
Well, it's a little strange to look, and Alabama was a 37-point favorite over Southern Miss, and now they're a 38-point favorite over Ole Miss. And I know their quarterback's out, and that has a lot to do with the fluctuation in the line due to that quarterback injury. You mentioned that Ole Miss had beat Alabama two times in a row. They're also the last team to beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Tides won 28 straight home games. They're not in jeopardy of losing this game straight up by any means. That's a big number. But the Rebs have covered 5 of their last 7 trips to Tuscaloosa. I think the Tide's going to get a big lead here, coast the rest of the way heading into their bye week. Coach, two of the toughest jobs in the country belong, in my opinion, belong to Matt Luke of Ole Miss and Chad Morris at Arkansas. They have to face Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Texas A&M, and Mississippi State in the West Division. At least neither team has to face Georgia from the East this year.